Welcome to The Author Show, where we present new authors and books. From fiction to self-help and everything in between, you'll find it all here. To watch the TV version of our program, visit AuthorsWebTV.com. That's AuthorsWebTV.com. And now, let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming the program author, Pamela Bush, and she is the author of The Fire Within, Fighting Through Adversity. Pam grew up in rural central Michigan, the youngest of six children, and in 2013, she and her family moved to Wisconsin, where they're currently serving the Lord there in a small church. Pamela, how are you?
I am doing great. Thank you.
Well, let's start with a big question. Tell us about this book, please.
The Fire Within, Fighting Through Adversity is a story about our son Paul's journey with Crohn's disease and how it affected him, his family, and all of us in the family.
So who did you write your book for specifically?
We wrote it for people who are going through adversity. It doesn't have to be adversity that has to do with medical. It can be adversity because you've lost your home or because you've lost your job or because you lost your car. All those things happen to our son. But it has to do with finding a reason why the adversity is happening and how to deal with it.
Now, would you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you could say runs throughout the book?
I would say that it's maintaining hope, a desire to keep going on, even though you're not understanding or it seems like everything's going wrong, that there still is someone out there who cares, whether it be our Heavenly Father or whether it be family members or friends. And that we're never alone.
So if you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in this book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
I would say not to give up. Our readers shouldn't give up. They should keep going on and realize the next day could be better or the next moment could be better. And to realize, again, that they're not alone. Everyone at one time or another is going to go through a trial of health issues or losing a loved one or difficulties in their lives, and that there are people who understand, and we're not alone.
Now, if you could compare this book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
I actually picked out two fairly big books. The first one was Unbroken, which is extremely popular right now. But Louis Zamperini goes through some very difficult situations, but he doesn't give up. He's a survivor, and our son Paul is a survivor. Many times people would say, how could he do that? How could he handle everything that's happening to him? And it went on for years, just like it did with Louis Zamperini. And I like the comparison there because Louis didn't give up on his hope. He also didn't give up on his humor, which our son Paul, if there's one thing that helped him get through, it was his sense of humor and his personality and his character. The other book that I picked out was a Pulitzer Prize winner way back in 1963. It was written by JFK, our president, and it was called Profiles of Courage. Again, it was specifically written about people who had gone through difficult situations, and yet they gained strength through them. They also paid prices for it, and yet they were survivors. And I believe this is a modern-day version of those kinds of stories also.
Why did you decide to write this book?
Our son Paul asked me to. At first, I told him no because I'm a fiction writer, and I honestly didn't want to go back in time to remember all the things that he's gone through and to write them down. But after about a year and a half of praying about it and thinking about it, I really felt the Lord wanted me to write it. And so I called up Paul and I said, son, you're going to work with me on this. I'm going to write it from my perspective as your mother. And everything I write, I'm going to email to you, and I need you to correct it and get back with me. And he always did. He said, Mom, if you'll write this story, I'll do whatever you need. So we collaborated through it, him and me and my husband and our daughter and my son's wife, Gretchen.
How did you handle reliving the hard times in order to write about them?
I didn't. I cried through some of it. And in fact, if I were to sit down and read the book, I would cry again. We almost lost our son three times through various complications with the Crohn's disease, and he also got the very bad infection called MRSA, which took 4 years to eradicate from his body, and his kidneys failed at one time. There was just lots going on with him, and to recall all that It was extremely difficult.
How did you come up with the title?
Our son did. I called him up one day and I asked him if he would like to think about a title, not thinking he really would. And a couple weeks later, he called up and said, "Mom, I came up with a title," and he said, "The Fire Inside." Well, I was doodling on a piece of paper, and after I got off the phone with him, I just wrote Within, and it just sounded better. Well, the very next day, he called me, and he said, "Mom, Gretchen and I were talking, and we think the title should be changed." And I said, "Oh, really?" And he said, "Yeah, we think it should say The Fire Within." And there you go. That was a done deal then.
How did you remember the dates and the results of all the hospital stays?
Interesting enough, we were living in Michigan and our son was living in southern Indiana. And when he would contact me about things that he was going for tests for if he was in the hospital, I was making a note on my calendar on the wall. And I did that for years. And so, surprisingly enough, when we started writing this story, I just pulled up all these calendars I had saved over the years, and I had certain cc's of fluid that had been drawn off of him notated, and just amazing things I had notated, not even knowing that I would ever write a book.
Tell us about Dr. Glandiak and how she played a part.
Dr. Susan Glandiak is a miracle in our minds. She's an extremely busy, busy woman. She is one of the foremost authorities on Crohn's disease and other intestinal diseases. She lectures in other countries, and she's a very hard person to get into. And yet, that's who the Lord plopped into our lives when our son was so bad. And she took him over, and to this day, she is still his doctor. And he sees her once a year. And one other thing that I thought was very interesting, a couple years ago, when our son was in remission, he went to her and he said, "Was I a typical Crohn's patient for you?" And she said, "No, Paul, you've always been my challenge. You've always had things happen to you that was not typical for Crohn's people."
Now, did she help with the book at all?
She did. When she found out that I was interested in writing the story, she asked me to contact her, especially with the technical stuff about Paul's surgeries, because a couple of them were experimental on Paul. And so she said, "Email me how you wrote it, and I'll correct it and send it back." So she was a definite collaborator, and she was a huge help. She impressed me so because, as busy as she is, she took the time to help us with the technical stuff in this book.
What was one of the most dramatic moments you wrote about?
I think the most dramatic part was when he was in the hospital with pneumonia, and we lived 7 hours away, and many times I've driven by myself from Michigan down there to be with him, to help somehow with him and his young family. And he called and said that he was in the hospital with pneumonia, and I said, "Should I come?" And he said, "No, I'm supposed to get out on Friday or Saturday." And Friday night, I just had this horrible feeling in my heart, and it happened all night. And Saturday morning, I woke up and I said, "Tom, I need to go to Paul." He said, "Well, that's ridiculous. He's getting out the hospital this morning." He said, "Call him." And so I called him, and Paul said, "Mom, you need to come. Something's wrong, and I don't know what it is." And so within an hour, I was on the road driving down to be down there with him. And that afternoon, both of his kidneys quit, and the doctors couldn't explain at first why it happened. And we sat there and watched him fading. And the doctors said because of his Crohn's disease, there was nothing they could do as far as dialysis, or he wasn't a candidate for a transplant. And I called Tom, and we have been foreign missionaries, so we have a network of friends literally all over the world. And I said, "Tom, we need prayer. Paul's failing, and we don't know what to do. The doctors don't know what to do." And he started contacting through email and phone all of our friends around the world, and everybody started praying. And within 2-3 days, his kidneys started functioning 100%, and the doctors to this day cannot explain why. But we can. We know it was prayer.
What kind of child was Paul?
Paul was a character. When he was little, different ones would ask me if they could have him. He was a delight. He was funny. He would get me into situations. And I can share one in particular. My husband was a Bible school student, and we didn't have a lot of means financially, and we didn't have a washer and dryer. So the kids and I spent a lot of time in the laundromat, and this particular day, Paul and Rhonda and I were the only ones in there for a long time, and if anyone knows anything about laundromats, the washers are at one end and the dryers are at another. Well, the kids were getting rambunctious, so I told them to take a seat when I moved from the washers to the dryers at the other end of the building. Well, while I was there, another woman came in, and she was elderly, I guess, and a little while later, she came walking up to me, and she says, that's your son over there, isn't it? I said, what'd he do? And she said, no, it's okay. We just had an interesting conversation. And I said, and what was that? She said, well, he asked me if I was old. And I said, yeah, most people would say I am. He then asked me if I knew the Lord and was going to heaven. And she said, yeah, I do. And then he said, well, that's good because I think you're going soon. Oh, I was mortified. She says, I'm just wondering, is your son a prophet? I said, I'm sure not, and I'm so sorry. She said, no, that's okay. That was very cute. But he did things like that all the time with me in the laundromat, and he never had an enemy. Everyone was his friend, and he would start conversations with just anyone.
In your opinion, who should buy your book?
People who are dealing with hopeless situations, people going through severe trials, people who think they're alone, people who've lost their jobs, lost their homes, lost their health, or have loved ones who've lost these things.
Well, time is getting very short, so the most important question, where can readers find you and your book?
Well, my books can all be found on Amazon, or they can go to my website. I like them to come to my website because those orders come directly to me and I can sign them. I've had people ask me to send them as Christmas gifts and I sign them accordingly. My website is PamelaBushAuthor.com and you can also get updates on our son, get updates on me and the rest of our family, see pictures, look at the rest of the books I have available that I've written, or write comments that they might want to say to me or have contact with me.
This has been just great. Our guest today has been Pamela Bush, and she is the author of The Fire Within, Fighting Through Adversity. Pamela, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Listen to some of your favorite authors every day, 24/7, by visiting theauthorshow.com. Just click on the book title and the player at the top of the page. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide on demand. If you'd like to be a guest on the show and feel you could benefit by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality media interview that'll make a real impact, visit www.theauthorshow.com, fill out the form, and we may be contacting you shortly. Join us here next time for another great book and another exciting author on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. To contact us, call toll-free 1-877-955-8800. That's 877-55-8800. Or visit theauthorshow.com, theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.